This is an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Four men enter a jewelry store, guns drawn, forcing employees to empty displays and a safe at gunpoint. They zip tie the patrons' wrists, taking their phones and wallets. An employee in a back room risks his life, calls police, and the men then run outside, right into police custody. Oops! Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, nine people were held hostage in the incident. None were physically hurt, but understandably shaken by the incident. Three of the men ran out the front door, and the fourth ran out the back where police were waiting for them. Each suspect will face between 7 and 12 years in prison.
Nearly $2 million in stolen items recovered. Gary Freeney, Monta Harris, DeAndre Haven, and Kenneth Walton charged with armed robbery, ag assault, and kidnap. Dustin Peterson flirts with Nicole Olson at a club until her boyfriend Matt Hightower steps in. When Olson and Hightower leave later that night, Peterson, the big flirt, and friends are waiting outside. A fight breaks out. Peterson pulls a gun, shoots into the crowd, killing Nicole Olson.
Peterson argued with Hightower after he asked him to leave Olson alone. Bouncers removed Peterson when he became violent. Peterson ran from the scene, but his father convinced him to turn himself in. Hightower's and Olson's families wrote several letters asking the judge to withhold bond, but their pleas did not sway his decision.
Peterson, 37, charged with murder, but guess what? Revolving door. He's released on a $100,000 bond. That means he's out on 10 grand. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
One person is dead, three others injured in a shooting during a drug deal outside a Los Angeles shopping center. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
Multiple suspects shot at each other during what police believe was a dispute during a narcotics deal in a parking lot at the Fallbrook Shopping Center in West Hills Saturday afternoon. The deceased man was not immediately identified by police. Three victims hit by gunfire were transported to a hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. At least two of those may face charges after their release from medical care. Three suspects are in custody, and investigators believe the shooting involved gang members. 34-year-old Mark Canoli of Woodland Hills, California, was booked at Van Nuys Jail on a charge of murder. Police recovered two firearms at the scene. There was a pursuit lasting 2 to 3 minutes before the vehicle pulled over. A female driver and the male suspect who fled the shooting scene surrendered and were taken into custody.
The person who was injured in the hit-and-run accident was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Two people have been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of teenage brothers Angel and Jazzy Soledo at a birthday party in California last October. The Oakland Police Department confirmed the arrests but declined to provide additional details. 17-year-old Jazzy and 15-year-old Angel were fatally shot, and two others were wounded when a masked shooter stormed the party and opened fire October 1st in Oakland's Longfellow neighborhood. The brothers attended Berkeley High School and played soccer. Investigators have said they believe the shooting may have been connected to a conflict at school. A police spokesperson said the department hopes to provide more information on the investigation this week. The boy's 13-year-old younger brother, also at the party, was not injured. Hundreds of people gathered at an Idaho courthouse as attorneys began selecting 18 potential jurors for the trial of a woman charged in what prosecutors say was a doomsday-focused plot. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Prosecutors have charged Lori Vallow Daybell and her husband, Chad Daybell, with conspiracy, murder, and grand theft in connection with the deaths of Vallow Daybell's two youngest children. 7-year-old Joshua J.J. Vallow and big sister Tylee Ryan were last seen a few days before her 17th birthday in 2019. Prosecutors have also charged the couple in connection with the October 2019 death of Chad Daybell's late wife, Tammy Daybell. Both defendants have pleaded not guilty, but only Vallow Daybell's trial begins this week. The cases have been severed, and Chad Daybell's trial is still months away. Vallow Daybell faces up to life in prison if convicted. The investigation garnered worldwide attention and was closely followed in the rural eastern Idaho community, where the bodies of the children were found buried in Chad Daybell's yard. As a result, 7th District Judge Stephen Boyce moved the trial more than 200 miles east to the city of Boise.
Prosecutors say the Daybells espoused strange doomsday-focused beliefs to further their alleged plan to kill the kids and Tammy Daybell to collect life insurance money and the children's Social Security and survivor benefits. There was, quote, an obvious mistake in the process to deny Oscar Pistorius parole last week. And the former Olympic runner is seeking to overturn that decision and have a new hearing to be considered for early release from prison as soon as possible. Lawyer Julian Knight claims that Pistorius was not given credit in his parole application for an extra year and 4 months he had served in prison after being convicted of murder in the 2013 shooting of girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. A parole board said the 36-year-old Pistorius was denied parole Friday because he hasn't served the minimum amount of jail time required. This was a surprise reasoning that prompted criticism of the Department of Corrections for holding the hearing at all if Pistorius wasn't eligible. The parole board ruled that he will only be eligible in August 2024. Pistorius's legal team is disputing that, and the push to have a new hearing appears to set to unleash another round of legal wranglings in the case that has captured the world's attention for a decade.
Oklahoma cops try to clear out the stragglers after bars' mandatory 2 a.m. shutdown. Dean Davis ignores cops' orders to go home, telling cops they don't know how bad they messed up. As they cuff him, Davis flashes his representative ID card that reads the legislative session exempts him from arrest. Whoa! Cops counter Davis doesn't seem to be working at the moment and charge him with public drunk. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast.